just want to start by saying thanks everyone for coming out today. I have a couple other thank yous that I feel like I should give out. The first being to my family, just kind of always being there and supporting me through everything and helping me get to this point in my life. And the second being to John, first for the great introduction, and the entire administration here for kind of making things as easy as they have been to get me on here. I'm really excited for the season and really excited to get the guys out here and ready to go. Heritage Hills is definitely quite the test. I actually played out there earlier this week and kind of forgot how difficult the back nine is especially, but I think that's as good of a course as anyone could want in order to improve their game, no matter kind of at what level they're at. And I am looking for those sophomores to kind of bring a lot of leadership to the team and kind of to me as well, as things were kind of structured before with Tyler, and kind of get their opinions on things that they'd like to see stay the same and change potentially through the program. I think obviously the family ties played a big role. Getting kind of closer to my family and being able to spend more time with them as compared to when I was 5.5 hours away over in Iowa. But ultimately, I think the thing that made me want to be a head coach was impacting the kids on the golf course is one thing, but kind of impacting them as people and teaching them lessons that they can not only use on the golf course, but in their whole lives as well. The success within this program, the history it has been something that I've definitely noted. And I think it's really just going to take dedication from the players and being fully bought in on what we're trying to do in order to send players, whether it be individual players to nationals or from the team perspective, just being well represented at nationals. Yep, so in my playing career personally, we did a weightlifting program. It was like 3 days a week. And then we'd do also indoor hitting into nets. We got simulators and stuff a little bit down the road, and that's really all you can do for golf. But I think I will definitely have some sort of weightlifting plan kind of in place for the winter for sure. And if the kids want to do that in the fall and in the spring as well, they're more than welcome to do that. And then just kind of setting a schedule for the team to come in and hit balls in the nets and kind of go from there. Kind of with my experiences, we had a lot of internationals on our team over at Mount Mercy, so I got kind of acclimated to being around them and adapting to kind of different perspectives and different set of eyes that they give to things. So I think having them around and continuing to recruit internationally for McCook Community College would be a very beneficial thing. It's just going to be me for now. I think with the 8-man roster, it's going to be more than manageable for just myself. I think kind of the 8 to 10 kind of range is the perfect amount of kids, so where I can kind of have eyes and ears on everything the whole time and give all the kids a lot of playing opportunities. Oftentimes with the bigger rosters, there's kids who get left out and only get to play a couple times a year, but I think 8 is kind of the sweet spot. I'm going to give the kids pretty much freedom to do whatever they feel like they need to do in order to get better. There's going to be some drills and stuff at the beginning of practice, but those only take a certain allotted amount of time, and then from there on it's kind of whatever they feel they need to work on. Kind of throughout my career, I've come to terms that playing is the best practice. Just because out on the course, you can't really replicate any of the situations in practice. So I think they're going to be playing a lot and kind of learning from those experiences a lot too. I hadn't really been over to this part of town too much when I came to McCook before. I love this building, the event center, everything here is really nice. And I just like getting back to Nebraska and kind of being somewhere I'm relatively familiar with. The people have all been great so far. The community's been great. And I look forward to just keep enjoying that in my time here. Not necessarily. I kind of think last year with my assistant coaching role with Mount Mercy kind of opened my eyes to this is something that I kind of want to do. Obviously, I think every kid who plays golf wants eventually to go pro or any of that stuff, but kind of seeing what all goes into that kind of in my own playing career and how hard it really is, I think coaching is a good way to kind of bridge that gap between the two.